Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Somebody's got to wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
Rocks! Oh, man. Oh, hold on. It's 7:07. I had a great moment over the month of December. I was listening to Garth in the car, and I said, I made a Chris Gaines joke, which I was about to say, hey, is this the new Chris Gaines? I need to go cop the new album. Caitlin did not know about the Chris Gaines situation with Garth.
Oh, really?
She had no idea. You may have seen back on my story on Instagram back then, several weeks ago, I posted this composite of, like, on one side, it's like Kiss without the makeup on one side. One side, he's Garth. The other side, he's Gaines.
She's not a big Garth fan?
She didn't. Yes. Okay. We do all the sing-along songs, but she did not know about the Chris Gaines year. I said, that's where he was trying to get away from his ex-wife.
Yeah, I'm
and
sure
he was trying to take on a new identity.
Sure, he'd like to forget about it.
It's like, you signed the prenup with Garth, not Chris. I'm Chris Gaines. He whispers now. That's what aggravates me about Garth. It's not that he's just very, everything is just an experience. You know, he's like a combination of the Ying Yang Twins and Blake Shelton talking.
Yes.
You know.
But have you cooled on Garth? It doesn't seem like you're as big a fan of Garth as you have been in the past.
It has nothing to do with what you think. It's just, it's what happens with legendary artists as Garth and others, that they set the bar so high at the beginning, then everything afterwards is going to be a letdown. Now, it will sell, Walmart, it will sell, and he will go sell out concerts once that happens again. Well, the example would be the Rolling Stones.
He could put out the best album of his career and nobody would care. See AC/DC, see Marilyn Manson, see recent Foo Fighters albums. You know what I mean? Like these are all artists putting out really great music in the last few years, but nobody gives a damn.
Because that's why I don't like to do my funny jokes until 8 o'clock, because I think that if I set the bar high in the 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock hour, what time is it? 7? Crap. Then I'll have my full energy the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they didn't tell you about the meet and greet. They wouldn't disappoint you. I personally would have liked to go on that one.
Yeah, I think we all would have.
Oh, man.
I don't have to meet Miss Trish.
Is there a fun little back game here that goes on where y'all try to just aggravate me and no, get me,
man,
all riled up and end up, like, talking myself into a shoot, brother?
I wouldn't have mentioned it if we were talking about old G.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, you
haven't seen Garth, right? Live, you haven't seen him? At least not anytime recently?
No, I have not.
I think that's...
Have you not?
I saw him once. I'm not bringing it up to talk about me, though. I'm bringing it up to say that I think that would rekindle your love for lowercase g.
I now wonder if you played that song because it's your rejoin week and you like the Thunder Rolls and All That Remains, or if you did it just to get me all riled up. You want to get me all passionate and energized for the Facebook fuss.
I'm trying to get your goat, or, yeah, pardon me, get your goat.
You want to get your goat? You want to get my juices flowing?
Uh-huh.
You want to?
Oh, okay. I thought there was more to say.
I had no follow-up.
I thought there was something else coming.
Yeah. But no, it's
that's a coming.
He's one of those guys. Like even Metallica is a good example. Like their first, we talked about those storytelling albums, yeah, you know, earlier. How now it's a EP world or a single drop world, and then you had those albums you had to listen to beginning to end. They did that so early, but then, and obviously the band changed. James with his situation on and off, and you know,
their second Cliff and third Burton. Albums were incredible.
The what?
Second and third albums were incredible. First one was really good too. The first three really are just amazing.
But some of them were just so, like, you know, I hated Saint Anger.
Yeah, the drums on that killed it. Yeah,
it was like, where's Lars at? I the cast of Stomp is taking over percussion from Metallica.
Lars,
that ain't a bad idea.
But they set it so high because you got to think of the terms of like an artist like that. Like they probably had all, I have no clue, but they probably had all those songs for a while, and then finally they got their record deal. It's like they had bukus of songs. They're like, no, this is our first album. We got to put the best of the best. Then it goes and sells, I imagine. And then the record rep says, look, we need a good follow-up here. So they're like, all right, the next good stuff. And I'm just imagining this is the case. But then eventually, after
you don't think they keep writing songs?
Yeah, but I think the best stuff is written when the passion is at its highest.
Yeah, that's not always before you get there. Sometimes it's, you know, I mean, because plenty of, like, you know, their first album wasn't as good as the second or the third. The third one's probably the best of the three.
Is that your taste of it or the stats? I don't care about the stats. I was just curious.
It's my opinion of it.
Yeah.
The second one might be my favorite. Ride the Lightning might be my favorite.
Oh, I know. Black Album's third, right?
It's high on the list, yeah. This is when they're working with different producers.
Yeah, S&M is...
not good.
It doesn't. The S&M doesn't stand for what I.
No.
What
no.
You think? Blanky and yeah, awful. But the other thing too is like I remember feeling like this, like when you would see someone who was like this, especially in rock and roll or country, where they were just full of piss and vinegar and angst, and they were angry, and they went out. But then they hit that lifestyle level where they got money. And they didn't have the angst anymore, Green Day, and then it just became. But they also grew older, as did their audience. And yeah. I have to remember that. When I listen to Dookie by Green Day, I go back to '93 in my head.
Well, what ruins most country singers is they get sober and they get married and they settle down and they get happy in life and then they don't write good songs anymore.
It's the opposite of being a preacher. You go out and go crazy early on, then you got the good stories to tell when you get your life right.
Yeah, these guys, I mean, they kind of follow the same path. But yeah, when they wind up, when they quit drinking and doing drugs and they get married and settle down and are happy, then the songs aren't as good anymore. That's what ruins country singers, man.
Has there ever been a country singer who had some fame and then, you know, dropped off and then became a pastor? And can you imagine?
Probably.
That would be such a testimony.
I'm sure country singer, the wrestlers probably got the idea from a country singer.
Like what happened to Mace?
Pastor Mace.
He's the only one I can think of.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were.
He was huge.
But Mace ain't in Grand Ole Opry.
Mm-mm.
No, he's been there. I saw the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know if he ever went.
That's an interesting thing. I don't dislike Garth. I just to be told, this is what I was saying about judges not being able to hide their bias or anybody, you have bias of any kind. You might prefer blondes over redheads, whatever it is. There's some kind of bias, and you're not supposed to have that when you're obviously deciding someone's life's fate. But it also changes you. And part of the reason why I've fallen out of love with Little G Brooks.
There you go.
Is the lie. Well, it's double, you know, I felt the same emotion just now when you mentioned the meet and greet. So it's part, someone else made me dislike Garth. One guy by proxy, but really just the one. And then the other time is when Garth was on the bus and had the bus driver say, tell him I'm not here. Tell him I'm with Miss Yearwood and Lear. Whatever he said. He was on that bus.
Trisha.
They were a good Lord Almighty. I mean, come on. It was the bus. It wasn't like a roadie bus. It wasn't like an equipment bus. It was big, Lil G's big bus.
Now, I happen to know from years of watching wrestling that the big stars in WWE who have a bus.
Randy Orton.
They don't leave. Like, he doesn't leave St. Louis or wherever he lives on the bus. He flies in
That's so
to the
silly.
First city, catches the bus, and takes it to the next town or two. But he like the bus drives itself to wherever Monday Night Raw is going to be, and he catches that back before the pandemic.
He's like a backwards John Madden.
Kind of, yeah. So he flies into the first town from home and then catches the bus at the arena. You know what I mean? So it's possible Garth wasn't on that bus. He probably does the same thing because he has way more money than Randy Orton.
Yeah, you're right. He probably wasn't there. He's probably at the meet and greet with Mark and Stone Man.
Might have been.
Garth's not here, man.
Garth's not here. Kilroy was.
It's here, boys. Garth ain't here.
Oh, man. You know, come to think of it, I think the bus driver was actually Trisha Yearwood in drag.
Might have been.
I think that's what was going on. The bus driver's like, I don't want to talk to these guys. Miss Yearwood, go do it. Yeah. All right.
Trisha.
Have you checked your monitor?
Oh, yeah.
I see your blue screen.
Yep.
Or your blue light.
Yeah, you guys got links in your inboxes.
Ooh.
To join my stream and be live on the internet with Facebook Fuzzing.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do that next. We encourage you, if you'd like, not going to tell you to, but if you'd like, go to Facebook.com/RiseGuys, Facebook.com/RiseGuys, and we will perform a live stream video of a all-new Facebook Fuzzing. Garth Brooks.
Phone is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The planet
rocks. Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments, screenshot and sent in by many of you, the P1s, sent to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. Sent anonymous.
You know the one.
I get scared on camera. Anonymously, of course, to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And, of course, the stupid.
This is Facebook Fussin'. We are live at Facebook.com/RiseGuys, and when I say live, I mean video.
Yep. If you're trying to use the Facebook app, just search for the Rise Guys, and then follow us so you don't have that problem in the future.
I wondered about that the other day with Facebook. Like, I don't mess with it. I almost said a bad word. I don't mess with it that much. Uh-huh. So I didn't know, like, do people normally go to, when they go to a Facebook page, do they go to the full Facebook.com/, or do they just put it in the search engine?
Depends on if they want to use the browser or the app.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, we have the new system set up where you can see us all individually. We're all in little cubes here on the screen. It's real, real nice.
It is cool.
It's real nice. I hope we keep the trial. All right. Script's ready. Everybody look good. Fatboy's still kind of in the dark, but he won't take his ball cap off.
It's better with that one light turned to face him more.
Okay.
Our track lighting is working against us here.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get fixed like I asked.
Okay.
Well, you know.
A ticket was put in, you jerk.
A ticket.
Scene one. Playing the role of Cheryl will be 9. Playing the role of Ruby will be freaking me. Playing the role of Darlene will be Fatboy. And playing the role of Virginia will be 9. And action.
Hey, y'all, I don't know if y'all heard yet, but somebody's going around near the house putting their babby on the front porch steps, and then they try to come in the house on you when you go to the door. So if somebody leaves a babby on your front porch steps, y'all call the law.
Oh, my Lord in heaven. What on earth is the world coming to?
It happened to me last night. I told them I had a gun, and I was going to call the law, but by the time I got back, they's gone. Baby's gone, too.
Wait, is it a real baby?
Well, yes, it's a real baby. They get you the door when it starts crying.
Oh, God bless those poor little babies. It's too cold to get a baby out robbing folks.
Yeah, I know. I'm okay, too. Thanks for asking. Eye roll emoji.
OMG, that's probably why the baby gets to crying, because it's cold.
Lord almighty, I'd cry, too, if you left me laying out in the cold.
Really, it wasn't even scary till I started seeing the posts about how the baby is rob everybody.
I don't think the baby's doing it by himself.
I don't know what to believe because the law just said it's Hawks.
Well, Ruby said it happened to her.
Well, Chief Police said it didn't happen to nobody because it's a hoax.
Well, I promise it did.
Well, did you call law?
No. Like I said, I went to get the phone, call the law, and Daryl's gun from underneath the mattress. But when I got back to the door, they's all gone.
Well, maybe y'all call law because right now they think it's a hoe.
It ain't no girl. It's a baby.
What?
It ain't a how, it's a baby.
No, I think she means it's a hawks.
I mean, it ain't real.
Well, it happened to me.
Well, not according to the law, it didn't.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, except they wasn't there, so they don't know.
Y'all, please, tell me for real. Are y'all high right now?
Lord, y'all don't argue. Just pray for the babies.
End scene. Babby.
Yeah. Babby.
Babby.
Brought to you by the Williamston area.
It's supposed to be anonymous, Jim.
It is.
They got a nice park.
There's a lot of people in that area.
Williamston.
Mineral Spring Park, huh? Yeah, Williamston used to be really nice back in the 1800s.
I know, when the rich and elite would come to soak in the healing waters.
Yeah, Mineral Spring, they used to have a huge inn there that burned down. Like
now
a,
they just
a huge
put,
resort in Williamston.
They put parking lots over them. Same thing with Verner Springs. I hate that. The one in Bowling Springs is Ingalls or Bilo parking lot. No lie. Facebook.com/RiseGuys or just search us, Rise Guys on Facebook. You can see us broadcast this live. Scene two, Facebook fussing. Playing the role of MJF will be FB, Fat Boy. Playing the role of Rhino will be Freaking Me. Playing the role of Darla will be Fat Boy as well. Playing the role of Mosh will be Fat Boy as well. And playing the role of Betsy would be Nine.
Okay.
You wonder if you're going to get a line.
No, I was going to take a break, man.
And
I was going to chat with people in the live feed comments.
And action.
First off, let's talk about blank, blank, blank Greenville. I mean, Saturday night, 11-year-old birthday party. Very pricey. They get us in late. A brawl breaks out and small kids are getting shoved everywhere. I mean, damn, everywhere. Drinks being thrown. Finally, the fight settles and we're told that the pricey party has to be cut short so they could close because of the fight. Well, as we're preparing to leave, mayhem breaks out again. I mean, people damn running and screaming. Some of the brawl participants had weapons. Don't know what it was, but we had to cover our children and run back and hide them in the offices. Sad times. Kids got to grow up in this mess called 2021. Sad thing is, nobody was getting arrested when we damn finally got outside. Angry emoji, middle finger emoji. Wow, dude, you serious right now? Post GIF of Trump with his jaw open in surprise.
He ain't kidding. It's a complete joke that place is. Let's not even talk about the current pandemic. There isn't a single rude in there that applies to coronavirus.
Man, I think you probably need to see about emailing corporate, getting your damn money back. I mean, that's nuts right there. In fact, I got a neck brace if you want to take a pic with it and email it to him. Crying laugher. Hell, you ain't right, Bo. One crying laugher.
Well, I mean, the fight happened outside. What do you expect blank, blank, blank to do?
Well, like I said, get a refund for starters.
Have they asked for a refund?
Can you read Betsy? The fight was inside. Thanks for the input, though. Post GIF of flipping somebody off like you crank a Jack in the Box.
Hey, 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 these potties ain't cheap. I know somebody just had one for the grandson. Jumped so much, peed all over himself at his own party. Damn embarrassing.
We were there that night, too. And there was a fight, and they kicked the people out, and that's when the cops kept them outside. Dude, was someone picking up one of the people kicked out? That person never came inside, and the police caught them.
Look, all I know is we were told to hide our kids in the back because of what was going on outside. The point of this post is to tell parents not to take their kids there anymore. Go to the damn park or something, damn. Do a nature trail or something, damn. Get some fresh air.
Damn.
That's not really fair to the business. Anybody can pull up in the parking lot and do God knows what, and it shouldn't be their fault. Sounds like they had a good plan in place to me.
Look, Ho, there was zero preparing for what happened. I mean zero. They had to lock the doors to keep people from going out into the parking lot because it was chaos and going to be even worse in the parking lot at that. I'm not sure if you walked around during and immediately after. We had to because the child got tossed in the chaos. And I don't know if you saw the teenagers continually screaming to carry it on. Drinks being thrown, terrible language used by the brawlers. Regardless, that's not okay for a business to host kids' parties. There needs to be a better regulations and more supervision. Point blank, period.
Excuse me, but you can go on with that tone.
LOL, and argue with people who are there. Some of y'all are too bored for your own damn good. Understaffed and uncontrollable crowd. That's what the hell their problem is.
Post Jeff of Dan Blazarian's beard. Hashtag my beard better than his.
Make this public, MJF. People need to stop dropping their kids off there like it's the damn babysitters. Attention parents, watch your damn kids. You can't drop your 15-year-old off at this establishment when the damn people that work there are teenagers themselves. Damn manager couldn't have been more than 18 years old. Watch your kids. You tell them, baby. This is hot. You keep this up, I'm going to clobber you in the king size when I get home tonight.
I was there too. I'm not arguing with you. Parents dropping off their kids and expecting employees to watch them, that's a huge problem.
Sounds like all the hell you did was to come here to argue. You lucky you didn't bring all this up while you were there. Would have been another damn fight in the ball pit.
Are you threatening me?
Hell no. Don't need to. Wouldn't have been me you would have had to worry about. Darla, though, that's a different story. Crying laughing emojis.
Oh, snap. Somebody got some truth straight upside their head.
Brick emoji, hand of the forehead emoji, blood emoji.
Post meme of Samuel L. Jackson, Darla does, with a belt in his hand that says, I'm about to whip somebody's ass, crying laughing emoji.
This is appalling. I will not engage this further.
Man, y'all too much, man. On the other hand, though, Karen, Betsy, why do you care so much? Blank blank paying you to defend them on Facebook, crying laughing emoji.
And scene.
What business is that about?
Oh, okay. I'll tell you all through here.
Places where everything's trampoline.
maybe.
We're live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys. We don't have a question for you. Just comment below. Say something. Say something.
Yeah. What's comments up? Are streaming in. There's a lot of them.
Good. I can't see them. I will start watching them, and then before you know it, I'll be reading the comments and not Facebook fussing. Scene 3. Playing the role of Cece will be 9. Playing the role of Kiko will be freaking me. And playing the role of Buck, spelled B-U-Q-Q, will be Fat Boy. And
action.
Some lovely ass blank hacked my account, made a mirror account. I have not a clue how to fix this either. I'm just saying, don't accept a friend request from the other me.
Yes, queen, yes.
What you mean, yes? This sucks buttholes, dude. Who are you anyway?
You do not know me. I am an AI bot that follows you to collect your data.
Hey, at least he's being honest with me. More than you can say for most men around here. Ha!
Hey, CC. Sorry for your lose. Do you realize that you were just talking to, probably a teenager in Asia, right?
Now, Buck, I hate to jump in here, but I'm not a person in this country or any continent for that matter. I'm in the clouds. I'm not a man, not a woman, or being. As I said, I'm an AI bot.
Yeah, Buck! You just got screwed by a bot, huh?
Now you hang on, I did the hell not. You talking to it like it's a damn person. Get a life. Kiko is a dumb name anyway. Like off-brand Alexa. Kiko. Hell, I can't tell if Kiko's a new fad diet or that place used to go make copies. I have to think of a better name than Kiko, computer nerds.
My name is Dumb, says the man who spells his name Buck as B-U-Q-Q. I would pronounce that as Buke.
You can kiss my ass.
No way, dude. I know where that thing has been. Ha, 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 ha.
Boom, bitch. Say, this done made her forget I got blanked. Spell check, I mean hacked.
I was about to say, CC, the way you're buying those batteries every month on Amazon, my algorithm says there's no man in your life. Winker emoji.
Hey, watch it, dude. LOL, them batteries was a count of the power outages and flashlights. But anyway, let's check on your friend, Buke.
Buke.
Yeah, I'm going to fly over there and kick your ass, little buddy.
Now look who's arguing with a robot. Ha ha, Buke. Ha ha.
Yeah, you know, they call them bots on the news and ETC, but they really 12-year-old computer whizzes in China and Russia. Either one, probably both, hell, who screw with us on the internet to follow our every move.
Oh, my Lord, you done lost your ever-loving mind.
Buke, excuse me, Buck, see, I said it now the way you prefer. I'm learning you. I'm not a human being. I'm just being. You should try it. It's peaceful.
Then if you ain't a real human being, like all of us, then get off our internet.
Ha, 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 ha. Your internet. Cute.
I think you're still a loser over there in some internet cafe trying to steal our jobs, passwords, credit history, and our natural resources at that. Does the wet market you at right now have free Wi-Fi? Hell, everybody knows that blank blank 19 came from blank nah.
WTF, how'd that comment get instantly flagged? It says my page is spreading fake disease talk. What the buck, Buke?
See, told you. Kiko's the internet undercover police. I better not get flagged and suspended because I relay on Facebook Marketplace to make a living.
Do not look at me, guys. I'm a bot, yes, but I do not know any more about any of this than you do. Just because me and others like me say something when you ask us, it does not mean that it's 100% accurate.
But what you sell on FB Marketplace? I want to be an entree prenup.
Ah, hell, I mostly sell old car parts, car motors.
Oh, how'd you do all that heavy lifting with messed up back?
Great question, CC. Here's what I found on the internet. Buck gets workman's comp checks biweekly.
The hell?
And in fact, if he's lifting heavy objects while drawing these checks, it's highly illegal, considered injury fraud. Buck could face 7 to 30 years in prison.
Oh, my God. I don't believe it.
Well, CC, delete this now. Please delete.
End scene. End scene. End scene.
Why are you blowing up Buck's spot?
Buke. Buck.
I'm trying to make a living.
Buke.
I used to eat at Buke's. It was good.
Did you?
Best.
What you just heard was real. We're just trying to make a few Bukes today. What you just heard was real. Those were real Facebook arguments, screenshot and sent in by many of you. All we do is jazz it up a little bit and change the names to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
That was another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
When news breaks, Google Fingers finds it faster than you. It's Rise Guys Headlines with Nine.
Welcome back to the Plex with
it's,
energy.
It's good to be here, Jim.
I like the energy, man. It gets me feeling like I want to deliver the news.
Yeah. Yeah, go out and rescue a baby.
Man, this is this guy in Pennsylvania, this is like a scene from, actually, I would love The Office if this is what happened on The Office. The Office, you know, the show, The Office.
I let you borrow my password and watch the first two seasons.
This didn't happen on that show. This is a 32-year-old man in Pennsylvania just lost an appeal where his lawyers wanted his jail sentence reduced. So he lost the appeal. That means no reduction in sentence.
He's stuck.
Are they going to have a rabies awareness 5K in his honor?
I mean, no, this is way better than anything happened on that damn show. Back in 2019, Carl Gamby, no relation to Neil, got a job working the desk at an Econo Lodge in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. On his very first day, he mainlined a bunch of drugs, got naked, and assaulted a female coworker. He went into a bathroom, injected himself with fentanyl and bath salts, Jesus, grabbed a woman he worked with, and started kissing her neck. When she told him to stop, he took his shirt off and chased after her. So she jumped in her car and called 911. Then Carl took his pants off while she was driving away and was still naked when the cops got there.
You know, if it was just the shirt he took off, I was going to guess it was Petey Pablo, but you said the britches too.
Yeah, he was naked when the cops got there. They arrested him for drugs, indecent exposure, and assault, and he got 11 to 23 months in prison for it.
Good Lord.
That's it. His lawyers have been trying to get his sentence reduced by claiming that grabbing and kissing the woman shouldn't count as assault, but a judge disagreed, so the sentence stands. His lawyers are scumbags.
Yeah.
They're going to sue you
now. How is that not assault?
It is.
If they sued me, they wouldn't win. They suck at being lawyers.
Who would represent you? Do you have anyone?
Rob, help.
Yeah.
Help get me.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, it is. That's a hell of a story, man.
You'd think that the injection would kill him shortly after.
Yeah, here's a question. I know it's going to be so long. I'm not even going to bother. I'm going to write it down and remember it.
Go ahead and ask.
It's just the connection between hardcore drug addiction and mental illness. Because if you're injecting yourself with fentanyl and bath salts,
mm-hmm.
Are you walking up to the line of being suicidal but wanting to ride the lightning one last? I mean, what is that? You know, good. Now, they could say to me, well, you know, every time you eat something with that red food coloring in there, you're getting cancer more and more. Or
yellow, too.
Increasing it.
Yeah.
But what is the mindset of that? It's like literally Russian roulette with drugs.
Well, I mean, addiction is a brain disease.
But everybody has some form of it. It's where
it's to what extent? Yes. Kind of like there's so many people on the spectrum, but where do they fall on the spectrum?
No, I cut the cable.
Yeah. I knew it.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't make a good point in this room, man.
Oh, I'll pull some tape, son of a bitch.
Of me making good points? Come on, man. It's fun.
Play the old headlines and intro next time. That generic one.
Yeah.
It doesn't talk about his fast fingering.
They've announced some more Jeopardy guest hosts. People are into this because they announced Katie Couric and Fatboy's All Excited for Aaron Rodgers and Blossom from Big Bang Theory. And
oh, my God.
Bill Whitaker from 60 Minutes, whoever the hell he is.
Oh, he's good.
It's going to be Paul from Wonder Years is going to be one of the guest hosts. Marilyn Manson himself.
Yeah.
He'll be good at that, Bill Whitaker.
Yeah, so those are the new ones, Blossom and Bill Whitaker from 60 Minutes. Each guest host will do a week's worth of shows, and they'll receive a donation to the charity of their choice. There's no word what order they're going in, and more hosts will be announced in the near future. Ken Jennings, the Jeopardy GOAT, wraps up his guest stint tomorrow.
Boat.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll get Jane Lynch now because of The Weakest Link.
Yeah.
Might keep her on that.
Yeah, they probably will.
Wouldn't it be one of those wild things if it's like, hey, mystery guest. It's like, you know, the mystery host of Raw. You know, you tune in, see who it's going to be. And then all of a sudden, Eric Bischoff walks out.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon bought Jeopardy.
Well, the next 2 weeks will be executive producer Mike Richards hosting the show to give the other guest hosts time to prepare. But they did go after very smart people.
I thought you
said
Michael Richards.
Because Blossom's very smart.
Yes.
Maya Bialik, she's a highly educated, very, very, very intelligent lady.
That's why we wouldn't hang out.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I'd always been a bigger fan of Jenna Von Oy, 6.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Love Sean Waltman.
Yeah.
Just wonder how long they'll go with guest hosts.
For a while.
Because the first one won't be the forever one. Whoever is the next host is doomed.
Well, not necessarily. They're going to go through this guest host process.
Why do you disagree with everything I say today?
I said not necessarily. It isn't a disagreement. It's just not necessarily. They're going to go through this guest host thing, I would imagine, for most of this year, maybe the entire year.
It says two more days on here, what I read.
For Ken Jennings.
They need to have that transition period.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But they're going to find a guest host that really resonates and people love, and then that'll be the person.
Yeah.
Probably.
Is there anybody? It won't be a host. It won't be a game show host.
No.
It'll be at a left field, and it'll be something like, man, can you believe that worked? Like, who would have ever thought?
It might be Ken Jennings.
It might be Danny Bonaducci.
You think they'll get like Aniston Cooper?
No, he's well off.
He's busy in the evenings doing his own thing.
Yeah.
I already didn't want to do it much longer.
How many do they tape at a time? Oh, like a Jeopardy.
They go for like 2 weeks, I think 3 or 4 shows a day.
Yeah.
But they go and change clothes in between each one, probably have a cocktail.
That's when Trebek said he had most of his pain in between shows.
God rest his soul.
Yeah, who I'd like to see do it is Mike Rowe.
The devil.
The guy we were talking about earlier off the air, Mike Rowe, who hosted Dirty Jobs.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the Black Crows the entire time.
No, Mike Rowe. Oh. Mike Rowe.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He is.
So you didn't go see him in concert then?
Never. Man, this is a story I'm going to do, even though a bunch of people are going to get unreasonably pissed off about it.
Okay, well, I'll just go to the bathroom.
Not you, a bunch of people. A bunch of people, 82% of people who want to get the COVID vaccine are planning to do something really big after they get vaccinated. Planning to go
get the flu for 2 weeks.
Most people are planning to take a really nice vacation somewhere after they get vaccinated.
No, you ain't.
I'm not.
No, I'm saying, where's your nice vacation going?
I don't like vacations, man. I like going home.
Not yours. Oh. Am I ignorant to the fact that people are still traveling to vacation destinations, like big ones? I'm not talking about driving down to Myrtle. They are.
Oh, yeah.
Every
day there's somebody on my Snapchat that's N-I-N-E from T-R-G. They're on there, and every day somebody's in Vegas or Mexico.
Either you got to some people who had the attitude of, I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it. But then you have other people that are getting to that point.
Yeah.
And then you got the others who, you know, kind of respect it, and at least for a little bit longer, try to stay out of it.
Enough about me.
I think just you, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't stop your life.
Yeah. Yeah. That's weird. It's just, it's this mindset of, you know, all these places are going out of business because of, you know, people can't go out. But then they're not, so this is going to sound so dickheadish, but they're not supporting their own community businesses. They're going to go support these other states. It's like, this is the time when you should do a staycation.
Yeah, the thing the thing that really gets me about the whole deal is, yeah, all right, everybody wants to go back to normal business hours, bars past 11 o'clock and all that, right? But nobody's willing to give up any length of time in order to get back to that. So we will go halfway there and 11 o'clock bars closed. We'll do that for the rest of our lives instead of compromise so we can get back to the way we want it. And isn't that strange and messed up how we're so hell-bent on instant gratification that we're not willing to give it up to get it back?
I also predict in the future there will be no show openers for concerts. You will go see the band play half their set. The opener will then play, and then you will stay for the second half of the opener or the main event. That's the way we have the instant, even wrestling now.
What about, I mean, they're going to set up two different bands twice each, right?
No. Okay. It's Rolling Stones with Biz Markie opening.
Okay.
Rolling Stones come on, they do all the, you know, Steel Wheels, they get all that, and then Biz Markie does his Friends thing, and then they come out, and then smoke break, and then come back, then we're gonna do Satisfaction, and I Can't Get No Symphony for the Devil, all that
4-hour show.
I don't think big artists will go for that. They don't want to go play for an hour and then sit around for an hour and then play for another hour. They just want to go play for 2 hours and leave.
But it's the example of, we don't want to wait for the, we want it now. Like, it's this mindset of, we want it now.
And we got to get away from that instead of making it worse.
But also not wait until the main act comes on and not supporting the opener. Because I'll tell you, man.
Everybody was an opener at some point. Every big band was a local band at some point.
I saw Kings of Leon open for Pearl Jam at the end of the night.
That's back when they were good.
Kings of Leon put a better concert on Pearl Jam did. Yeah. That was Pearl Jam.
They had that youthful energy, and they were drinking a lot back then, Kings. And that's back when they were good. They put out two new songs, not good at all.
I know. That's what I was saying earlier. Lil G can identify with
that. Man, they were good for a couple albums, and then just fell off like hard.
The other thought that I had there is, do you think that how we said, oh, 2020 was a blur, do you think a lot of that's attributed to the fact that bars were closing earlier and we wasn't staying out all night, thus, just the time is smaller in our heads because we were not going out late?
Yeah, I barely went anywhere because what's the point in going to a bar that closes at 11 o'clock? There's no point in that. Hell, I don't want to get there till about 10.
Why not 24-hour bars? You let Denny's do it.
We'll get there.
I can go get Moon over Miami anytime I want.
I'm 9. Those are your Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique.
Thank you, Jimmy. We're going to take a little break. Come back. More Rise Guys right after this. Good morning, everybody.
See, bankers, builders, and bartenders all agree. The best way to start your day is with the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.